Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Prize. Its 5-year mission to explore. To seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It's Wrecking the Game Radio, with your host DJ Smith, and international co-host Mrs.
Interface complete.
Yo, 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 yo. We're going to start this thing off like this.
What is a gentleman? He is kind, polite, and stands by his word. He is well-dressed and treats a lady with respect.
Want to be a gentleman? Pay a woman the ultimate compliment by shoving 20s in her panties at the crazy kind. Ow!
Tonight... And every night, your luck is in town at the Crazy Cock, where the ladies are beautiful and, oh, so very friendly.
Come on, boys. I'm waiting for a gentleman like you.
That's right. Candy wants to fake break herself for money and make you feel exactly what you're not. A lady killer. It's the gentleman's choice. And a lady always loves to be noticed.
Woo! Titties! What could be more gentlemanly than staring at silicone breasts while my wife is playing slot machines?
Nothing.
I'm here for a conference. What about my colleagues?
I'll make you all feel special, one after the other. Just give me money.
Yes, bring your clients. After all, once they see how drunk and horny you get over a pair of fake bazookas, they're sure to take your professional input seriously. What gentleman wouldn't?
No lady likes to be treated.
Only at the Crazy Cock. It's your duty as a gentleman.
Yeah, the Crazy Cock strip clubs. You can find them 2 locations, one on the west and one on the east, at 1290 6th Street, downtown San Jose, 95111. Or you could go to the East Coast and find them at 810 7th Avenue, New York, New York, 10019.
Nine. You know, normally we drag that out. Nine. But you know we ain't going to do that. So check this out, man. Today is Where's the Music Industry Headed Wednesday. You know what I'm saying? And I think I did a show like this before. But fuck it. You know what I'm saying? It ain't music related. God damn it. Get played on this show. So read you a little brief description of what's going on today. Because, you know, that's how I do. And nowadays, you know, most of the popular rappers are either locked up or out of the game temporarily due to some violent act or otherwise. You know, so with the key figures that were making most of the moves and shaping the way we hear music on and off the radio are now not making the impact they used to, then what direction is the industry headed in now? Is it time, you know what I'm saying, for the industry to finally get their shine, or will they still fight and scratch for the record labels and still ride the pine? Well, bring your ass and let's get to the bottom of the mystery. You know what I'm saying? Hit me up live, man. You ever want to be on this show? You know what I'm saying? Doing it real big, don't you know? With your boy, Captain Smell, so good. Representing Trey 4813, you know what I'm saying? Hillsborough County, a.k.a. Jackson Heights, baby. And this is what the fuck we does. You know what I'm saying? It's what the fuck we does. Yeah. So, you know, call on in, man. 347-237-5125. Or go to www.blogtalkradio.com/smelly. BTR, SMELLY, BTR, because of this, I'm fly. And about to roll this up, economical pressure, you know what I'm saying? Let me and my nigga Ashwood, you know what we call it. Economical pressure. Fuck, man, I gotta find vice grip, y'all. Okay. I gotta play this song, and then I gotta find fucking vice grip. But in a few, I know all my peoples are gonna be coming through. Shouts out to 186 Deuce, San Jose, California. Dallas, Texas, everybody out there, you know what I'm saying? Dev Dilly and the whole crew that likes to come through, you know what I'm saying? I love it. You know, you like it, I love it, goddammit. And for anybody else, you know what I'm saying, this is what the fuck you bitches can do. Cause I got haters everywhere I go. Coming right back, man. You live, Wrecking the Game Radio. And this is the Starship Smelly Fry.
We got them going down for the count. Looking at the ground. That's why we got haters. That's why we got haters. Haters everywhere we go. Haters everywhere we go. Haters everywhere we go. Where we go. Haters going down for the count. Looking at the ground. I think you're a hater. I think you're a hater. Haters everywhere we go. Haters everywhere we go. Haters everywhere we go. Where we go. Haters going down for the count.
Yes, sir, it's a beast from Decatur. Can't see enemies and the haters. Real sharp on my thing like a razor. Blade come clean like a shaper. So I guess I get a game of tape up. But everybody gon' feel the need to say something. But can't speak up whenever you face them. That's what you call microphone gangsters. Yeah, I got a mokin' dope. Yeah, I'm raw, you know my flow. Cause folks be actin' extra hard like a Viagra overdose. Talking that noise on all them songs. A bunch of little boys, but y'all look grown. Those niggas sell and these niggas sell. It really don't matter cause they all just clones. Go to school, read a book, be a lawyer. Hell yeah, man, I'm all for the cause. And they ain't trying to get involved with the law, sir. But a nigga will get caught with the mo-mo. And that just ain't a threat on the song. Don't get it wrong, I'm protecting my own. Cause niggas that slip, they don't last long.
We got them going down for the count. Looking at the ground. That's why we got haters. That's why we got haters. Haters everywhere we go. Haters everywhere we go. Haters everywhere we go. Where we go. Haters going down for the count. Looking at the ground. I think you're a hater. I think you're a hater. Haters everywhere we go. Haters everywhere we go. Haters everywhere we go. Where we go. Haters going down.
But they don't care. Bet you got you a bird and you see a letter. Bet you got you a house that ain't on me. Cause I'm OG, big boss of the South. Got more diamonds, got more wheels. Do more shiny, stack more chips. I'm just riding straight profiling. Yeah, I'm smiling with your bitch. VIP, don't touch my shit. They with me, that's my clip. Shake them haters, watch me stunt. Now all at once, suck my dick. They know what we came for. AK to yo. They got me under investigation. They say I slang dope.
We got them going down for the town. Looking at the ground. That's why we got haters. That's why we got haters. Haters everywhere we go. Haters everywhere we go. Haters everywhere we go. Where we go. Haters going down for the count. Looking at the ground. I think you're a hater. I think you're a hater. Haters everywhere we go. Haters everywhere we go. Haters everywhere we go. Where we go. Haters going down for the count.
When I'm around, you ain't even got a word to say. And you were telling your folks you're gonna murder me. Kept me going to the car, already heard it play. Y'all looking at a man, I'm looking at turn. Ball like a motherfucker, what is you doing? You all leave my city, long been run. Watch yourself, you coming down your turn. You know what it is, you been down that path. Getting the shit that these clowns don't have. Like buying the ball and putting it on my cap. Hit around me, even on my staff. You're a mama boy, nigga, you ain't too rough. Back in the hood, you didn't have no nuts. Me and my people used to beat you up. Now you're on time to thank you too much.
Too much, too much, too much. We got them going down for the count. Looking at the ground. That's why we got haters. That's why we got haters. Haters everywhere we go. Haters everywhere we go. Haters everywhere we go. Where we go. Haters going down for the count. Looking at the ground. I think you're a hater. I think you're a hater. Haters everywhere we go. Haters everywhere we go. Haters everywhere we go. Where we go. Haters going down for the count.
B.O.B. right there, y'all. If y'all wondering who the fuck that was B.O.B. He got a new song on the radio jamming, too. So, shout out to B.O.B., man. I've been pushing that brother, you know what I'm saying, shit, way before motherfuckers even knew who the hell he was. That Haters Everywhere has just been my theme song, you know what I'm saying? And back in the days, man, you know, I'm 32 years old, so I grew up on the Milli Vanilli and all that shit. MC Hammers and Kid and Plays and, you know what I'm saying, old school music, you know, Houdini and all these other names, Curtis Blow and Kool Moe Dee, LL Cool J. You feel me? These is old school motherfuckers that I grew up on. You know what I'm saying?
Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Yeah. And then now, you know what I'm saying? When it came to hitting the 90s, we got into a different culture. You know, music changed so fucking drastically, like, that a lot of people really didn't even see that this shit that we in here now You know what I'm saying? They didn't even see it coming. You know what I'm saying? That this old, and I always got to compare it to the chicken noodle soup, hot sauce bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Not hot sauce, because that was my song that I know was a bullshit song. I made that motherfucker in like 3 minutes. You know what I'm saying? If you call that shit a hit song, then yeah, you calling everything else a hit song, that other bullshit. You know what I'm saying? There you go. Economical pressure. Yeah, where you at? Where the hell is it located at? Let's see. Hope a container folder. BTR artists. Alright. I got you. Gonna upload this motherfucking Vice Grip and Mr. Grimm to the Reaper. Mr. Grimm to the Reaper! We rock this, we run this. And that's another dude, you feel me? I mean, coming back from the 80s, man, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm a 70s baby myself, born 78. I would say I'm an 80s baby, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, growing up in the 80s, parachute pants, Michael Jackson jackets, and beaded gloves with your white glove on and shit, you know what I'm saying? That was real music back then, you know what I'm saying? That's when the pop era came in. We got out of the pop locking, you know what I'm saying, and just turned it into straight popping. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, because back in the day, when the nigga was spinning on his head and shit, you know what I'm saying? God bless the dead, my older brother, you know what I'm saying? Julius Brown. We won a contest back in the days, you know what I'm saying? Breakdancing contest where this motherfucker here, I mean, me and my other two brothers, you know what I'm saying? I'm the youngest of the bunch, so my brother, a little bit older than me, or a year and 3 days older than me. Shout out to Elijah, he's locked up right now. But we won a contest, you know what I'm saying? We was in that motherfucker, man. Next thing you know, he had to work this routine out with my brother. You know what I'm saying? We grabbed his arm, and he just started twirling us in a motherfucking, in a whirlwind and shit, you know what I'm saying? Like a helicopter. And then, you know what I'm saying? After that, he'll slow down a little bit and then let us go, you know what I'm saying? Down on the ground, like one at a time, and then we'll hit the ground out into a backspin. You know what I'm saying? And then, bam, that's like the whole team. I mean, we killed it back in the day, boy. You know what I'm saying? Much love my family, man. You know, miss my family. You know what I'm saying? Miss a lot of loved ones, you know, growing up in this crazy life, man. So, you know, just thank everybody every day. You feel me? And live every day like it's the last. Fuck all the other shit. So, now, you know what I'm saying? Now, you know what I'm saying? Getting from the 80s to the 90s. The 90s, that's when we started getting in all into the MC Hammer, the dance moves and all that shit. That's when your Kid and Plays came along, your Criss Crosses came along, and all that kind of music. M2 Made, you feel me? That's when you had all that real grown folk good shit start to come along. Slick Rick, you know what I'm saying, came through, Children's Story and all that. And that's when rap music really took a turn, you know what I'm saying, really started to get its positive light. EPMD, KRS-One. Dr. Dre, Snoop, all the boys, you know, he helped put, you know what I'm saying, shape the game. But this is eras that we went through, eras in music, you know what I'm saying, that we went to. But we came all the way from the originalist music, I mean, actually putting our heart and soul into the music, into trying to find a fucking ghostwriter to write your next goddamn jams. You know, I mean, we got all the way to the Milli Vanilli era. And they tried to get the Milli Vanilli shit out of there, but then they turned around and found out, well, hey, this Milli Vanilli shit pays. You know what I'm saying? We ain't even got to have a motherfucker, we ain't got to pay a bitch to dance, or we ain't got to pay a motherfucker to go into the studio, we don't have to pay for studio time. You know what I'm saying? It's so much shit in that fuck-ass ghostwriting shit that when artists tell me about that shit, hell, fuck no. I don't want to hear your shit on nobody else's beat unless it's an original beat you paid for or to create it yourself. Because if you can't create music, what the fuck is you doing in the music industry? You know, your image is one thing. You know what I'm saying? But your talent is something else. If you don't have no fucking talent, fuck you and your image. You know, don't bring your ass around here with that bullshit. You know what I'm saying? You need to go somewhere else. Or just be, you can't even be a ghostwriter because you're looking for somebody to write your shit. You know, no originality. You know what I'm saying? When you listen to the music nowadays, you know, nobody. And you got the big people, Troy D. Event and other motherfuckers who are preaching. Go and get you a fucking ghostwriter. Hell fuck no. Get your ass out the music industry. Get your ass out the rap industry. Out of the fucking singing in R&B industry. You know what I'm saying? How the fuck? You can't get a fucking dance writer, a ghost dance writer and shit, you know what I'm saying? To fake you up some motherfucking dance moves. You know what I'm saying? You got to learn them goddamn moves. You know what I'm saying? He ain't going to just, when it's time for you to dance, stunt double your ass, jump in front of you and shit, do your little two-step move, bop, 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 bam, and then get out of the way and let you finish faking it. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm just trying to figure out. You got Lil Wayne just got locked up. Gucci Man, you know, going through his shit locked up. Boosie got troubles. T.I. just got out. He in the halfway house. He ain't shaking on shit. Mystical. You feel me? All these people... All these acts and artists coming out, but these was different eras. And see, the one thing about music, it changes so fucking rapidly that if you ain't in it with that era, you out. You know what I'm saying? MC Hammer can't come out right now talking some, can't touch that, You know what I'm saying? It ain't finna happen. You know? It's just not finna happen. You know, it's a time and place. Even Lil Mama, you see how she fell off with that old lip gloss bullshit? Nobody listen. You got to have universal appeal when it comes to the music industry. If you're all rock and roll and you're trying to take your shit to the motherfucking Bronx, something wrong. You feel me? If you're all country and you're trying to go to Harlem, something wrong. You feel me? But then if you're all rap, trying to go to motherfucking Nevada, something wrong. You know what I'm saying? I mean, going to different parts of the world, man, believe you me, everybody don't listen to what the fuck you listen to. You feel what I'm saying? Everybody's not listening, tuning in to your country show. Everybody's not tuning in to your rock show. Everybody has their own variety of music that they listen to. You know what I'm saying? So what you got to do is try to find out that one medium to appeal to everybody. Hell yeah, it's harder than a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing in this damn industry easy. And if it was, everybody be in the industry doing what the fuck they do. You feel me? So let me get back into another cut real quick. We'll come back with a little bit more discussion. Don't forget at top hour, you know what I'm saying, we do the motherfucking Nutty News. Shouts out to Goofy Bone, you know what I'm saying, for allowing me to do the Nutty News today, you know what I'm saying, live on the 186 Point Deuce show. You know what I'm saying? Y'all check that back out in the archives. Go to www.blogtalkradio.com in the little search. Type in 186 Deuce, D-U-C-E, and it'll pull up his show. His name is Goofy Bone, part of the Trilateral Commission, a.k.a. Trilateral Radio. And we hold it down real big, man. My nigga Bobby Treacherous, shouts out. You got that Sour Diesel new album out, you know what I'm saying, in stores soon. He on the grind, though, pushing it, man. You feel me? Yeah.
Give it right back to him. I'ma give it right back to him. Blow your smoke in the air. Yeah. Yeah, I'm moving so diligent. Yeah, I'm smooth for the militant. Pushing my way through. You gotta make room for the elephant. Yeah, my music is relevant. You could use it to elevate. Time I sit up in the club and watch the roof go up in the flames. We don't need no water. Let that motherfucker burn. If you posted at the bar, wait your motherfucking turn. I got dollars, but I'm saving it for college. So my baby gets some knowledge. And he won't be like his father. Maybe he can prosper. And maybe he can conquer all these lame-ass politicians who ain't making no progress. Yeah, this year. I ain't taking no nonsense, but still I'm in this club trying to drink away my problems. Like shots for Trump, nah, give me the Cuervo. They got a 2-for-1, so I'ma drink it by the barrel. Shorty, you look good, but we gotta be careful, cause my weed don't have seeds, so you know I ain't Cheryl. Y'all give me problems, I'ma give them right back. If y'all wanna talk shit, I'ma talk it right back. I back it up though, please return the favor. I'm only one color, but I come in all flavors. I said I come in all flavors. I back it up, ma, please return the favor. I'm only one color, but I come in all flavors. Just blow your smoke in the air. Woo! And all my non-smokers, get the fuck out of here. Yeah, you know I really don't care. Cause the party ain't a party unless I'm in there. Y'all, party ain't a party unless I'm in the party. The shots already started. I'm already retarded. I ain't gotta be the hardest. Shit, I'm not even an artist. You ain't gotta be the smartest bitch up in here. As long as you got your priorities. I got the authority to take you to the crib. It's got three stories. All I need is three stories. It's cool with the orgies. Hell nah, I can't afford to trick up in here. Nah. What's really up in here? This is a toast to the living, raising cups in the air. Come on. Yeah. What's really up in here? I'm drinking like it's on the house. We getting fucked up in here. Y'all give me problems, I'ma give them right back. If y'all wanna talk shit, I'ma talk it right back. I back it up though, please return the favor. I'm only one color, but I come in all flavors. I said I come in all flavors. I back it up, ma, please return the favor. I'm only one color, but I come in all flavors. Yo, what's up, y'all? This is Bobby Treacherous.
Yo,
John New, this is
DJ.
All right, y'all got to excuse the radio motherfucking station for trying to fuck me over right now, you know what I'm saying? And this is what you punk motherfuckers need to do. This is Jet Set and Mr. Smell So Good, man. You stop fucking hating on my show. You know what I'm saying? Leave my shit alone, man. I know this shit hot, but damn. We got haters everywhere we go, you know what I'm saying, including this motherfucking network. You know what I'm saying? They be hating on us and shit because a nigga don't want to pay for some goddamn premium shit where you can't even show us, you know what I'm saying, what's the benefits of motherfucking going premium and paying big money for this shit. You know what I'm saying? If you could show me that this shit is ever free, and I mean just like when we first started out on this bullshit and motherfuckers stopped trying to goddamn over-improve their motherfucking self. You know, that's what the fuck is going on. But, hey, we here. We doing what we got to do. You know what I'm saying? We're going to soldier through this shit. And this is what we does. Regular Game Entertainment, WDGE, because we deliver great entertainment in the place to be. Hit me up at 813-436-7106, man, if you're looking for an unbiased international DJ to come rock your city. You know what I'm saying? And a brother will come through. For the low dough, you know what I'm saying? I just like to travel, you know what I'm saying, and find out mysteries and try to unravel them. You see what I'm saying? This is Where's the Music Industry Headed Wednesday, man, you know what I'm saying? Because, yeah, this shit that we got right now, man, independent artists need to step up so fucking major, you feel me? I mean, it is really time to listen to this message. This message right here was all the way from 2005, and that motherfucker is still relevant to this day. You feel me? This is Jet Set, Mr. Smell So Good. I'll pass the toast.
Businesses, wealth, I'm Jet Set, jobs, create new wealth for other people,
it's time
help
to
each
do it.
Other, reach down, if we only remember to do one thing, we can be successful every minute people
pass
are helping,
pass the torch,
we can't see the flames, we can't see the flames,
share
the torch, it's time to see fame, it's time to see fame,
George,
pass the torch, pass the torch.
Time to see fame. what you want to do. Money, make money. Oh, let's put our money to work. Let's put our money to work and make some more money for other people. Oh, you ain't got to have no poor people out here. You can help somebody. The rich can help the poor.
That's right.
Let's
help
start
somebody.
Reaching back and helping our family members, our friends, people that you don't even know. You can help them. God said we all a family. Let's help each other. All you already got to do is just pass the torch. Don't be selfish with the torch.
Okay.
Help somebody. Pull somebody up. All you can do is let's start today. Let's make this a brother day. Let's spread love. Let's reach out and touch somebody else's hand.
Pass
and make
torch.
This
pass
world a better
torch.
Place we if we can.
Oh,
I know we can.
Flame.
Let's
share
pass the torch.
Share the
oh,
torch.
This is beautiful. Let's just pass the torch amongst each other.
Don't forget to check out DJ Smells Good on the corner of 34th and Shelby Street in Seattle, Florida, bringing all the latest hits and old school gospel rap and slow jam.
Motherfucking right. If you're looking for a new car, goddammit.
It's brought to you by Wendy's. It's not fast food. It's worse.
Fuck you, Baltimore! If you're coming up by a new car this weekend, you're a big enough smut to come to Big Bill Hell's Car.
Bad deals!
Cars that break down!
Speed!
If you think you're gonna find a bargain at Big Bill,
you can kiss my ass!
It's our belief that you're such a stupid motherfucker,
you'll fall for this bullshit!
Guaranteed!
If you find a better deal,
shove it up your ugly ass!
You heard us right!
Shove it up your ugly ass!
Bring your tray!
Bring your time!
Bring your wife!
We'll fuck her!
That's right, we'll fuck your wife!
Because it's Big Bill Hell,
you're fucked 6 ways from Sunday!
Take a hike
to Big Bill Hell!
Home of challenge pissing.
That's right, challenge pissing.
How does it work?
If you can piss 6 feet in the air straight up and not get wet,
you get no down payment.
Don't wait. Don't delay.
Don't fuck with us or we'll rip your nuts off.
Only at Big Bill Hell.
The only dealer that tells you to fuck off.
Hurry up, asshole.
This event ends the minute after you write out the check.
And it better not bounce or you're a dead motherfucker.
Go to hell.
Big Bill Hell's car.
Baltimore's filthiest
and exclusive home of the meanest sons of bitches in the state of Maryland.
Guaranteed.
All right, let's bring some motherfuckers up here. Timmy, get your ass out of the way. 813, you was in the building. What's handing? What's handing? What's handing? Welcome to the show.
What the deal, yo? DJ Smells,
you know,
so good.
This is Where's the Music Industry Headed Wednesday. What the dude don't do? Welcome to the shizzo.
What's going on, man?
Oh, man, maintaining. What is it, Deuce?
You know it.
From the city. Let me ask you something, bro. Deuce, how old are you, bro?
Shit, 27.
No, then you, I got you a couple. I got you about 6 years, 6-7 years. What era of music you grew up on? What you grew up on?
I grew up listening to that goddamn, Tupac.
Okay, yeah, Pac. I gotta shoot myself for that because I ain't even say motherfucking I ain't say Pac Biggie because R.I.P. Biggie is just just passed actually 13 years ago. To yesterday, you know what I'm saying? He passed, you know, and that was the era all by itself, you know what I'm saying? That was after the, actually, that was before the Snoop Dogg era, you know what I'm saying? The Snoop Dogs and all that shit,
yeah,
wasn't even thought about back in the days when Pac and Biggie was getting their shine on. I mean,
yeah, nah, that nigga wasn't thought about.
A motherfucker asked me, like, if Pac and Biggie was alive today, you know what I'm saying? What impact do you think they would have on the music industry, like, nowadays? Like, who would be out, who wouldn't be out?
It'd be an impact. I mean, the East Coast music could still be in style right now. But, you know, being that Biggie got killed, Jay-Z really the only one keeping that shit on the map. Without Jay-Z, that shit would be all the way off the map. But if Biggie was still there, he would have been able to bring his little clique in and everything, you know, instead of bringing niggas up that's in on the, where the East Coast music could still be out there.
Yeah.
And the West Coast would probably still be out there right now, too, if Pac wouldn't have died, because he was going to stay the country and bring West Coast niggas, too. So,
but
you know, they would have said off of that.
That's the whole thing that I said. That's the whole kicker to it, though. If them two niggas was alive, East Coast and West Coast, and them niggas went on ahead and scored, because now we ain't got no fuck beefing. You feel me? We ain't got no beef. It ain't been a beef like no Pac and Biggie beef since them niggas died. I don't give a fuck. All these old pussy niggas been trying to do all this, you know, hate on another nigga, make diss songs and shit. But you niggas wasn't carrying no real beef like these niggas have for each other because these niggas knew each other. They grew up, you know what I'm saying, with each other. You know what I'm saying? And the only reason they started really beefing, it was because, you know what I'm saying, when they started each other getting each other shine, the media came in there and started throwing all the haterade in that motherfucker. And that's what separated.
Pop got shot too in the studio. We're going to the studio where Big was, so. And he couldn't, he didn't have nobody. See, the thing about Pop, if Pop could still be alive if he was smart, and if he had some smart people behind him, but Pop wasn't that smart. He didn't have nobody, I ain't gonna say he wasn't smart, but he didn't want the security that 50 Cent had. You know what I'm saying? 50 Cent
right.
had security.
And your status called for that.
Exactly.
Your, your status
label,
called
his
for
label
that.
Didn't step up. His label didn't step up, and Suge Knight, them, they wasn't about that bodyguard shit. They was about this old, they about this real thug like
thug,
type shit.
Thug,
so
yeah,
they didn't
yeah.
have that. They didn't have that security, but if he would have been protecting his money, knowing that this nigga his cash cow, he would have had him security there anyway. He wouldn't have been like that. He wouldn't have got murdered like he did. So, you know, that right there boiled down to the security, man, and how much your label really care about you. You know,
yeah, that
you know,
shit, yeah,
really,
man. Cause I'm telling you right now, these niggas, Jay, he wouldn't, we wouldn't have heard. Me personally, I don't believe we would have heard about no P Diddy. We wouldn't have heard about no Jay Z.
I ain't gonna say that. What I am gonna say is that
let me put it like this then. If you would have heard of them, you would have heard them
like
under
that.
Biggie label. Or you would have heard them on the Pac label.
No, they wouldn't have been major like that, like they is. They would have been out there because Puffy, he the type of motherfucker. He ain't finna just lay down. Puffy made music regardless, and he made hits regardless. You know,
yeah,
he was making hits before he met Biggie. But Biggie really what made him his cash cow. Biggie was his cash cow. But Jay-Z was underground doing his thing while Biggie was doing it. They knew each other too, but Jay-Z was really underground on his way up. So when he died, Jay-Z came up. When Pop died, Master P came up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Master P made millions of dollars.
Damn,
he died,
I forgot Master P too. God damn.
So many motherfuckers that
came up in the game, man. Bone, you know what I'm saying? Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Damn.
But
them cats was already out there. Them cats, see, Bone Thugs and Harmony was already out there when Pop was out there.
Yeah. That was back in 99. Yeah, they was doing it.
Them cats was already out there. But hey,
I just sent
you my new shit, right?
What's up?
So, I just sent you my new music.
Oh, okay. What, by the email?
Yeah, on email.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to check it. Check it in a second.
See, can you check it? It's called Can't Live With Them, Can't Live Without Them.
Okay, story behind that?
Huh?
I say the story behind that, because the old saying is, can't live with them, can't live without them. That refers to like a woman and shit.
Exactly. That's what it's about. Female.
Oh, okay.
Can't live with them, can't live without them.
Oh.
You know? It's hood. I keep it hood. Keep it simple, keep it hood. And it's about
female. Did you perform last night?
Yeah.
Oh, you got that?
Can't live without them. Yeah. That DJ, K-Style been wanting that song for 3 weeks. But I ain't had a chance to really get to him. I just sent him an email to him. I gotta
give it up for K-Styles, man. I mean, that nigga do hang in there, boy. Because if it wasn't for K-Styles, you motherfucker would be completely assed out. as far as Coco's, because, please. I mean, them niggas so fucking backwards and shit. Don't even know how to really, you know. When I was running that shit, you feel me? I'm a real DJ, so I know artists. You know what I'm saying? And that's one thing about being a motherfucking DJ. If you don't like the motherfucking music you playing, you was in the wrong goddamn industry. If you don't seeing motherfuckers perform, you was in the wrong goddamn industry. And the whole time, you know what I'm saying, K-Style, we traded. We actually traded Tuesdays and Saturdays. I was like, fuck, get the Saturdays. I like independent artists. I don't like playing that old fuck-ass Jeezy and all the other bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Trying to please a nigga because he want to hear fucking OJ all goddamn night long.
Hey,
bullshit. Want to hear that shit?
That Georgia shit. He love that Georgia shit. He play that Georgia shit.
And it's like, no, man, I'm from Florida, though. I ain't going to say I just rep Florida, but I rep my city. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
By me repping my city, my city is an unbiased city, man. I mean, we got so many motherfuckers that come down here from everywhere. But they rep Florida, though. You feel me? Even New York niggas come down here and they rep in Florida. So, shit, I'm going to give you love, too. You know what I'm saying? You from Ohio or wherever you from. You come down here and you rep in Florida. You showing us love. You get love back. Right. But you got these old cornball ass niggas in the club, you know what I'm saying, that calling themselves a DJ, and they really just giving niggas a bad name. Just because you got a motherfucking mixer and you can stand there popping CDs in and out, that don't make you no motherfucking DJ.
No.
I could teach my little motherfucking 8-year-old cousin how to do that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And he would swear he was doing a good job because he know all the little silly ass kid music to play. I don't know none of that shit. So he would appeal to somebody. He might not appeal to me and you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I put him in front of some his peers, and then he'll rock that shit. But that don't mean he a motherfucking little DJ. It just mean he like music. He like to play music. You know what I'm saying? People be getting it twisted. You know? Who is this? Jay Rush mentioned it Saturday. He's opening for them. Bone Thugs and Harmony is on tour starting late March. That's coming from his computer lady. Shouts out to Ohio in the building. And Jay Rush will be opening up for Bone. I met them cats though. I ain't gonna lie, they ain't Bone. That ain't the Bone that, you know what I'm saying? Bone. That ain't the Bone we know.
All them bones down there, they gotta be at least 40 now though. You know,
The Bone that's walking around now. Yeah, the shit that's walking around now, them niggas ain't
they still getting money though.
Yeah, you always gonna do that. If you establish a name, period. Deuce, you feel me? If you establish that name,
right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's all it is. That's a nigga. I'm standing there in front of, you know, the nigga selling jeans in front of Coco's.
No.
The little light skinned nigga that was selling the hats and jeans and shit.
Nah.
When you walked up, or if you ever noticed, he's standing on the end now. He's standing on the opposite of us, but he's standing on the end. He out there trying to sell hats and some jeans and shit.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
So he come over buying some motherfucking water from me and shit. You know what I'm saying? And then I was like, man, what's your name, bro? Because I don't like just calling people, you know what I'm saying, clothes man or something like that. I think he told me his name was Damien. So I was like, all right, you know what I'm saying? My name smells so good. You know what I'm saying? DJ smells so good. He's like, oh, shit, man, I don't heard of you. I'm like, you have? Yeah, I mean, I just, you know, heard your name, you know what I'm saying, here and there. But this man moves around the streets. You feel me? He's moving around the street. So if you a mover around the streets, yeah, fuck right, you go hear about me. If you ain't no motherfucking mover, you ain't even gonna hear. You ain't supposed to know about me. You feel me? And that's the way I like to keep it, because the only people you need to deal with is movers and shakers. People who are moving shit in the game and all who are shaking the shit up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I do both of them. You know what I'm saying? Come up into a club, you shake them fucking DJs up, man. Y'all niggas need to motherfucking get back to, you know what I'm saying, what you supposed to be doing. You know, getting all off into this Strizzo bullshit and all that, trying to come out with your own albums and all that fuck shit. You know what I'm saying? You was really wasting time for Tampa. As far as Tampa and putting us out there past the map. You know what I'm saying? You got Kyle over here, you know what I'm saying, talking about she from every other state. Bitch talking she from Alaska and shit. You know what I'm saying? But bitch from right here in the motherfucking projects, you know what I'm saying? Right around the goddamn block, right here in good old fucking Tampa, Florida. You know what I'm saying?
Did you
check
the email? Do you see it?
Oh, no, because I'm uploading. Hold on now. Well, I'm done now. Okay. Now I got some new music I just uploaded, so got to go ahead and check that. I tell you what, I'm finna dizzy. You know what I'm saying? Hold on 1 second. Did that upload?
I sent two of them. I sent you that new one. The new one I did last night called Eye Candy. Can't live without them is what I got the club fucked up with. So niggas can't hate on that one at all.
Alright, well, give me a second, man. Let me get into a couple songs so I can play my email and upload these tracks. My nigga Deuce on the motherfucking line representing that 8-1 Trizzy. You already know. And this is Akira right here, man. I'm gonna play some shit out of motherfucking ATL. This is my home girl. I met her. I mean, not ATL. She's from around Florida, some goddamn well.
Lakeland.
Up in ATL. Yeah,
what
I think she's up in ATL now. Akira Lovely.
Nah, I don't know.
You ever heard of her? Akira Lovely.
Nah.
Yeah, I met her though. She tight work. You know what I'm saying? And this is one of my favorite motherfucking songs right here. You know what I'm saying? Because it's called the Pussy Song. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Coming right back, you know what I'm saying, live on the Starship Smelly Pride. This is Wrecking the Game Radio.
It don't make no motherfucking sense. I'm at a bar minding my business, cooling out, just being cool, like I am, chilling. Woman gonna come to me, then she gonna ask you the goddamn things you want to do. She said, Mac, I said, yeah, that's my name. She said, can I ask you a question? I said, yeah. She said, this pussy tastes like pumpkin pie. Made me mad as hell. Don't ask me no damn question like that. I ain't never had no pumpkin pie. Kick it!
Kira Lovely, right there, man. Hey, yeah, and that chick sexy than a motherfucker. Let me beam my own boy up on the back end of this shit. What email did you send it to? Because I don't see no traction here.
Damn, man. It's the one that's on your card.
Yeah, smellybtr@live.com. It ain't nothing there.
It's the same card. It's on KT shit, too, ain't it? I mean, K-On Style shit, right?
No. My business card is that white business card that say DJ. It ain't got no K-Style no nothing on it. If you got one of them little black cards, that's K-Style shit, and that's that old fluke bullshit that they printed up without my motherfucking permission.
Yeah, you got so they ain't.
And
okay,
put my goddamn name out there for talking some fucking Fridays and Saturdays. I said, bitch, I wasn't even in the motherfucking club on no Fridays and Saturdays as it is. So why the fuck would you put my goddamn name on here talking some goddamn K-Styles and smell so good? You know what I'm saying? We don't vibe like that. I don't vibe. I mean, we cool, but I wouldn't go out and invite you to no, you know what I'm saying, to hang out with you and shit. We don't vibe like that. You don't smoke. You smoke black and mild. You ain't, you know what I'm saying? I don't vibe with people who don't do the same shit I do. You feel me?
Yes.
I just don't do that. How many times I ain't never seen you smoke. So why would I really want to be hanging around you all the time if you don't smoke?
Yeah.
And pass my motherfucking bad influence off on you. You feel me? Everybody got to set responsibilities for their own shit.
Yep.
So, yeah, I don't like black and mild. That's why I ain't around you. I don't like cigarettes. That's why I don't hang around you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's certain things, you know, certain things that you do. You know what I'm saying? That because your personal preference. You know what I'm saying? I don't like a bitch always digging in her motherfucking nose. That's why I ain't around that nasty bitch. Yeah, she thinking in a motherfucker. She fine, and everybody like, ooh, ooh. But the bitch digging in her goddamn nose. You can't bypass that nasty shit.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
For real, for real. I don't, but if you send it to his email, I ain't going to get that shit. I know I ain't going to get the motherfucker. I ain't even got his email.
Okay, it's cool. I'm on there. Yours on there and his on there, right?
No. My shit ain't on no cards, period, that's printed up by TampaRap.com. They even got my motherfucking name spelled wrong on the bitch.
Oh, okay.
And they done did that shit every single time they done printed out motherfucking flyers, dog. So fuck Chris. You know what I'm saying? With that old faggot-ass bullshit. You know what I'm saying? And I almost went off on that cracker last night, man. Because the cracker came out of his motherfucking mouth. You know what I'm saying? And see, this is the thing about crackers. You feel me? They say shit because they feel that they're comfortable. You know what I'm saying? When they get around niggas, they feel that they're comfortable. Then they let little shit slide their mouth, see how far they get them. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And he was walking away. The only reason he get slapped in his motherfucking mouth and checked.
Yeah.
But when he turned back around, they're going to come out there and complain because this faggot-ass motherfucker, first of all, y'all wouldn't have had no motherfucking microphones last night if it wasn't for Smell So Good, which is just the third motherfucking week I done saved that cracker's ass, you know what I'm saying, by having little chorus and shit and telling this motherfucker how the motherfucker hooked the music up because that goddamn club is raggedy as fuck and you got the nigga rigging the music every time you come in there. And I was the only one to know how to do that shit. The club shit in that work, you just got the nigga rigging and use their shit. So he got K Styles bringing his shit in there. Yeah, he got K Styles bringing his shit in there, and K Styles shit is raggedy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So the cracker come out talking shit about him, talking about, oh, K Styles shit is raggedy, and oh, it's skipping, his amp overheating, it's this, that, and that. Yeah, but none of this shit would have happened if you would have stood the fuck up like you were supposed to as a promoter of the night, and like, hey, well, this is my key DJ. I don't know what problem he got with y'all. But this is my night. He runs my night. Now your whole fucking night fucked up. You feel me? I don't invite nobody out of that bitch. And when a motherfucker asks me how it's going, hell yeah, I'm a motherfucker tell you ain't shit going on because I'm not in the motherfucker. I helped build that shit to where it's at right now, and a motherfucker cutthroat on me and tried to motherfucker boot me up out of there and thinking they can run that shit on it by themselves. You can't. People got special requests. Krim come up in there. Krim has a special request. Well, how he wants his music played with sound effects and all that shit. You feel me?
Yeah.
That's a special request that he has. Nobody can't do that shit. Nobody knew how to do that shit before I even turned him on to that shit. Because no DJ even play with sound effects. When you ever been into a club, unless it was a white club, and the only thing they play is a little horn sound. That's all they do. They don't do all the motherfucking sound effects, laughs, and all this shit that I do. But that adds to your show. You feel me? That's why I do the shit, because when you hear them little effects and shit, and it's just your plain song, and people are used to hearing your plain song, and I throw something in that motherfucker out of the blue, bitch like, well, damn, I done heard this song 10,000 times on a CD, but I ain't never heard it with all these goddamn sound effects and shit in it.
Yeah, this thing say, come check out DJ K-Styles and DJ Smell So Good.
No, read it how it says, though. My name is SmellSoGood. Smell So Good. Not Smells.
It's
Smells.
Oh, yeah.
Nigga, you shit me. Nigga, that shit's been fucked up for over 6 months. And every time he keep printing out them faggot-ass flyers, he keep doing that whole-ass shit.
Chris be doing that shit on.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Then when he walked out the club last night, he turned around, and after he sit up there and talk shit about K-Style, he going to tell him something. Well, yeah, you know, it's just another nigger.
Who said that?
That's what Chris says. He turned his back to me, dog. He was walking back into the club. That kind of came out of his mouth and said, yeah, well, you know, it's just another nigger. I mean, bro, I carry you.
What he meant by that?
What the fuck can he mean? You ain't got no jurisdiction around this motherfucker to be saying nothing like that out your motherfucking mouth. You don't know me like that at all. And you was about to get your shit ran in. He was about to get his shit ran in. Everything I love, the cracker, I don't fuck with that cracker, man. I mean, I keep my motherfucking, you know, hey, what's up? Yeah, I even speak to Quick and all them other faggot-ass niggas. Hey, what's up? Because you niggas ain't going to stop my show. One monkey don't stop no show. Yeah. But what you know, what you need to learn, though, is the motherfuckers is how you deal, what the people that you're dealing with and how you dealing with them. You around all these niggas and you going to come out and say nigger? I mean, like, to the you know what I'm saying? Like, you can't even be cool with this shit? And that's the only thing about white folks. It ain't the fact that how you use the word, it's how you use the word.
Yeah.
You know, it is. It's a how you use the word. Some people know how to use the word. Some people don't. Some people know how to stick a knife in you when they say it. That bitch stuck a knife in me when he said that shit. I punched that little crack in his motherfucking eye, dog. I can't. And I'm going to charge him next time when he come back because he took my goddamn cord. Man, give my $10, man, for my cord, man. Get my shit, man. K-Style
you
charge your ass every fucking time.
You making money.
Yeah, he making money. You feel me? K-Style kept taxing his ass. You know what I'm saying? For renting speakers and shit. I told the motherfuckers I got speakers. You seen my 415s. You know what I'm saying? I got 415s. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you would have gave me a little money, I told you I only need some horns in the motherfuckers. And now, boom, I would have been bringing my own equipment. But you want to go and get this nigga equipment because this shit, man, that bullshit. And it shows right now. You know what I'm saying? And it shows right now how y'all shit look. And next week, that shit, it's, every week that bitch gonna keep getting worse and worse and worse, dog. I'm telling you, the shit falling off.
Yeah,
and all I'm looking
now
for is another place to do my own official Wrecking the Game Entertainment open mic night. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about with, you know, but it's gonna probably have to be Nuvo because Nuvo got Wi-Fi. I want
to,
you know, do.
About
no, but listen, because or
Nuvo got Wi-Fi.
Or,
He ain't got no computer.
No, yeah, hell yeah. Wi-Fi, it's all Wi-Fi throughout the whole club.
Yeah.
Throughout that whole club, that bitch got Wi-Fi. That and the double decker. One thing I look for in clubs, if you can smoke in the motherfucker, that's key. And then, you know what I'm saying, you know, if it got internet connection, because I like to do my radio show. I can do a live radio show from the club. Hook the webcam up, and now we streaming live. You feel me? From the club. You know, and I turned them motherfuckers on to that shit at Tampa Live. I mean, at Tampa Rap. You know what I'm saying? Show Joe G how to motherfucking go ahead and hook this shit up with just a little ass motherfucking $10 webcam. Not that big ass $2,000 big bullshit that you using. No. This little ass cam right here is making everything fucking happen. Yeah, so I ain't worried about it. You know what I'm saying? But I'm saying, bro, we need, if we're going to do an open mic night, you got to have fans in the motherfucker, dog. My whole thing with open mic, I don't want to see you, honestly. If you can't bring your cousin or some motherfucker, I don't give a fuck if you paying bitches to come see you. You need to bring some motherfucking body to come see you. You feel me? I mean, I was at Blue Shark one time, dog. It's 25 motherfuckers in this bitch. The niggas got mad at me because I'm DJing. I stopped the music. I'm like, well, man, let me ask y'all something real quick. Raise your hand, all the artists in here, raise your hand. Man, I promise you, everybody raised their fucking hands. I said, okay. Now, all the fans in here, these artists, raise your hands. Ain't no fucking fans. If it's 25 of you motherfuckers up in here and y'all bring two people apiece, how many more motherfuckers is that? That's a show right there. It's not a show if it's just artists in here watching artists. Because these motherfuckers ain't going to be the ones that patronize you in the stores. They're not going to be the ones that take your mix CD and actually listen to the shit. Or pass it on to somebody else after they don't listen to it. Because they trying to do the same thing you're trying to do. Yeah, you see what I'm saying? The whole push right now is a fan-based development. You have to develop a fucking fan base. I don't give a damn if you walk around with some goddamn beads and you get five bitches beads to put on and say, hey, you know what I'm saying? When you hear my song, hear Deuce, you come up there, you know what I'm saying, just rep for me with the beads and shit.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying? That will build a fan base, though, because now at least these three chicks will remember that Deuce gave me some motherfucking beads. Nobody else did shit for me. They ain't give me no shots or nothing, but Deuce came to me and gave me some motherfucking beats, and now I'm in the motherfucking little video with Deuce. You feel me?
Yeah.
They're going to remember that. They will remember that, brother. I'm telling you, they're going to remember that. But that's key thing right now, man. We really need, as far as artists and DJs, You know what I'm saying? My whole push is getting fan base built up. You know what I'm saying? It made me feel real good when a motherfucker say, you know what I'm saying, yeah, Smell, I done heard about you. Because if you done heard about me, then that means you done heard about every fucking artist that I promote for. Because the only way you heard about me was through the music.
Right.
Through my CDs. And that was through listening to the CDs. And if you like the music that was on the CDs, that's the only reason why you're a fan of me. And that's the way, you know what I'm saying? That's the way I look at it. So, you know, yeah, big ups though, man, to the fan base deal out there. You know what I'm saying? That is a real key thing, man. And shit, these old faggot ass parades and shit, you know what I'm saying? Is a key indicator that bitches will show titties for beads.
Yeah,
bitches
right.
Pull their titties out for some motherfucking beads. So shit, I give your ass a little neck full of fucking $1.50 beads and shit. And you ain't, and now, you know what I'm saying?
Man. Huh? Where they get them from? Where they get them beads from?
Man, you can get them fucking beads from the dollar store. Go to the goddamn Dollar Tree right now, and you can get them big-ass beads with the shamrock shit on them. Fuck no, I ain't Irish. You know what I'm saying? But shit, it's just flash. It's green. It's the time of the, it's this holiday season. It's Irish, you feel me? Nah, bitch, we everything. So yeah, we are Irish. You feel me? Because everybody came from us any motherfucking ways. So, yeah, we Irish, we white, black, everything, every other color, every other shit bitches are celebrating. You celebrating our holidays.
Yeah.
You ain't celebrating your shit. You celebrating our holiday. Ain't no motherfucking such thing, no goddamn Irish. No Irish holiday, you know what I'm saying? What the fuck does St. Patrick's Day signify? What's so significant about the day? Well, it ain't, you feel me? He didn't lie and steal shit like motherfucking Christopher Columbus, so what the fuck did he do?
He's not American for the Caucasians.
He did the what?
He found America for the Caucasians.
Who?
Christopher Columbus found America for the Caucasians.
No, I ain't talking about it. Nah, man, you can't discover shit that's already here. I'm talking about goddamn St. Patrick. Who? What the fuck is the significance of St. Patrick's Day?
I don't know, man. It ain't nothing but some money shit, man.
Yeah, really?
I don't get into all that holiday shit. All that holiday shit ain't nothing but some money shit. If you got a business, you're going to make some money on the holiday. That's all that is.
Yeah.
It's for business.
Yeah.
If you got a business, then you're going to make money on holiday. Like right now, if you print up you some DJ Smell So Good, Four Clover, motherfucking mixtape, you're going to make money.
Yeah,
shit.
A bitch gonna buy white,
the,
white or black.
That green Four Clover. Everybody gonna want
that
green Four Clover CD. You know, so you know, ain't nothing but some money shit. Even Christmas, the Christmas DJ Smell Good Christmas CD.
Christmas, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, come on,
yeah.
Man. Anything, Easter, any motherfucking thing.
Easter, yeah,
yeah.
That's real.
You know, all that shit is nothing but money for businesses. That's all it is.
For business,
you know,
not personal.
Spend money.
Don't take personal. Don't take it personal. This is just business.
Yeah. That's all it is. It's business. You can't take this shit personal. So you ain't got to spend your money on that shit. But, you know, you got people raised and born. They raise their children with these motherfucking businesses like this. They raise them believing in all that old shit. So they make, you ain't cut your damn hand, I know. Anyway, they raise their children believing that shit. So it's to make money. It's continue to make money for generation after generation.
All right, so do you? Where do you see the music industry headed now? Wayne out the way, Gucci Man out the way, Boosie, T.I., all these niggas ain't making no noise. Mystical ain't making no noise.
All that is that somebody is giving room for somebody else to get a chance to come in the industry.
Right. So I'm saying,
is
it going to be, you know, an indie artist?
If somebody out there trying to be a Lil Wayne, you can forget it. It ain't too many Lil Wayne's out there. Ain't too many Jay Z's out there. Ain't too many Gucci Mans out there. You got to be yourself and come out there with some hot shit. That's all. That's all it boils down to. You know, you can't be like these niggas. They want to rap. Listen, man, if you want to do all this little freestyle and shit, want to make mixtape after mixtape, you ain't gonna be no Lil Wayne, nigga. And Lil Wayne is Lil Wayne. Jay Z is Jay Z. You got to be your damn self. You know, but
that's what killed me with.
All that dude, when these niggas get locked up and get killed, all that dude, it ain't nothing no different from the dope game when a nigga get knocked on. Another motherfucker come up.
Another
that's
motherfucker
all it
come
is.
Up.
That's it.
Yeah.
I just wanted to be me, but it still takes a hit for it to be you. You know,
that was like last night when Jent went to jail. You feel me? When Jent went to jail last night, police pulled up. Jent went to jail last night. One of my homeboys I copped bird from.
Oh, okay.
I just copped the damn 3 for 10 from his ass. And fucked around, he go outside, get into somebody else's car to move the bitch, because the bitch needed to get out. He get in the car to move the shit. Oh, yeah, as soon as he pull out and go to back in, yeah, Vice done pulled the car, pulling back into the space.
Oh that's yeah. That's what happened.
Yeah, oh, yeah, he got sacks all on him. He sacked down like 20 man. Sacks on him.
He got knocked
out. Hold on, you feel me? On a super humbug, though, dog. You driving somebody else's car, and the only thing you just want to do is, I don't even know why the fuck he jumped in that bitch. You know, I do know, because, you know what I'm saying, Lord let everything happen for a reason. You were slipping, nigga. You feel me? And my homeboy already told him you need to slow down. My home, Tsunami, the cook, he said he had just told Jit to slow down, man. You're moving too fast. You too wide open. People noticing this shit. You feel me? And sure enough, bam. I mean, like 0.2 seconds. The motherfucker Vice, and they stay rolling around like a goddamn shark. It's warrant time. They, you know what I'm saying? They looking for niggas with warrants. So of course they gonna stay around the goddamn the clubs because they know you motherfuckers. That's where you trying to hide at. So that's what happened last night.
One time, huh?
Is one
time?
What's that?
They knocking their ass off before the summer, coming to get them before summer kicks in.
Oh, yeah. So they can let them back out. You know what I'm saying? Let them back out for summertime and shit. You know what I'm saying? Make some more money back off for you.
They know they're going to push hard coming out.
Coming out. You know what I'm saying? To get right for the summer. They get right for the summer. Hey.
Right back off before Christmas.
Hey. Man, yeah. Knowledge is a terrible thing, boy. You feel me?
Yeah, right.
I mean, it's a terrible thing to waste, and it's a terrible thing to have. It's a catch-22, boy, because, I mean, when you have it, it's like, fuck, man. You find so many ignorant motherfuckers around you.
One thing I do know, people respect knowledge, and the ones that don't respect knowledge is the ones that don't have it, that don't seek it, but it's not a terrible thing because it's power. But you just got to, you know, one thing about the Bible and what I learned, you know, if you know right, then you do right. But if you do wrong and you know right, then you're going to get punished.
That's it.
You know, so it's
the way
it is.
You still going to go ahead and the bottle say, goddamn, laced with arsenic, do not drink. And you say, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? My stomach can take it. All right. Drink it up, nigga. That's arsenic, motherfucker. I don't know what human being can take arsenic, but knock yourself out, Superman.
Yep.
And that's how that shit pops off.
Yep. Mm.
Well, today is motherfucking Where's the Music Industry Headed. You know what I'm saying? And y'all already know what we do at the top of the motherfucking hour, man. Got my nigga Deuce up in this motherfucking holding it down. You going to stay through the news, homie, or you finna get up out of here?
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm saying, is you hanging out? Because I'm finna get into this nutty news of the day for a little spell. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm going to mess with you. I'm going to mess with you a little later. I'm finna eat.
All right. Hey, check this out real quick. What's your, I'm finna send you an email and then just reply back to my shit. You feel me?
Okay.
And that's where you send the music to. What's your email?
Hold on. This shit, because I just pulled it up.
It was real DJs do, not no fuck ass Doc D to tell me I ain't got the shit. You feel me?
Yeah.
You know, and he tried motherfucking Jandu the other day when she was hosting that motherfucking when she was hosting that goddamn Club Nouveau and shit for one of them little the photo shoot with Short D and everybody was there. Fuck nigga kept turning the mic off on and shit, turning the bitch down.
You
feel me?
What happened? Pulls
a real what? No, this
what
is the other night. Dot D was DJing. Jandu was hosting. You feel me? She walking around with the mic and she hosting and shit. The entire night, dog, this nigga kept turning the mic off, cutting the mic down, and then when she first got there, she walked up to him, you know what I'm saying, and asked him to play her CD. You know what I'm saying? He told me he do that same old fuck ass nigga shit, Put the CD off to the side, tell mama play it. Come back up the second time, then the nigga gonna tell her the CD don't work. Boom, she come right out and give him another CD right there. Bam. Okay, walk off. Still ain't here. She gonna tell the promoter. The promoter like, well, goddamn, man, when I first got here, I asked the nigga to make sure he play your motherfucking music. I'm getting pissed off because the nigga ain't even doing what the fuck I'm paying this motherfucker to do. He had to walk up there, and after the fourth time of this motherfucker walking up there, then he talking about, man, I was just finna play it. But here it is, down there 2 in the motherfucking morning, you talking about playing the goddamn song.
Yeah.
You feel me? That's some you, but you niggas keep calling yourself DJs, man. That is not a DJ to me. You was just a nigga up there playing music. You was not a DJ. You feel me? You're not doing what you're supposed to do. You're not. How the hell Tom G had an album release party, but none of his songs off the album was played?
They ain't play none of that shit?
Come on, man.
Because it was all mixtape shit, probably. Most of all them songs, was mixed. It was on
off the album?
CD.
That
was a mixtape. That wasn't no album. That was a mixtape.
Yeah, but why are you calling it an album release party?
Yeah, that's true.
Come on, dude.
Yeah.
I've been knowing Tom G since 2005, brother. I mean, I've been knowing Tom G before that, but I mean, music-wise, since 2005,
he had his first album in stores. Yeah.
Mark Money. It's still in the store. You can still go to Best Buy right now and see that shit on the motherfucking shelf. It ain't pushing no units, but it's there. So why, if you already got an album in stores, wouldn't you keep releasing more singles and promoting that album?
Yeah, true.
Don't forget, Mark Money's still in stores. Mark Money's still in stores until everybody and mama got the shit.
That boiled down to the nigga that was managing him back then. From what I heard, they say that he got a fucked up deal. They nigga got him under contract, and that's the reason why he can't sign to no major label too. They won't fuck with him because a lot of niggas won't fuck with him because of that manager that he had before he got this nigga he got now. He still got him on paperwork.
Yeah. One of them goddamn billion-year contracts. Motherfuckers don't believe that shit, though. You motherfuckers go out there signing paperwork. A bitch will sign your life away for a billion years.
Yeah, right, and all that. But see, once some managers and shit sign, once you sign these niggas, they can lay down on you. They ain't got to worry about you no more. And they can pay. They can charge whoever finna buy you whatever to get you from under that contract. And really, he can't really make no moves without that motherfucker. So, you know, like my dog Platinum say, you know, if he don't make it ever, you know, he'll be a legend right here in Tampa. You know what I'm saying? But for just making it, because the nigga could have been signed to a major label, man. He could have been signed to a major label, but his paperwork fucked up. And a lot of niggas won't fuck with him. Even Slip and Slide and all these niggas, they won't fuck with him because his paperwork fucked up.
Damn.
You think Slip and Slide wouldn't sign these niggas? You think these niggas they got these little independent labels in the South won't sign these niggas they won't fuck with because his paperwork fucked up?
Right, do you? Everybody signed with 2-for-1 is a bomb. Back in the days, it was what the fuck, the Underways, the Underwoods, or some shit like that.
Underwoods.
Come on now. That first started and taught niggas how to be crooked.
Niggas didn't
know nothing about that shit. When the motherfucking Underwoods came through, oh, man. That's when the motherfucking crooked music game really stepped this game up. And motherfuckers was damn near about to get murked over that shit.
That shit got real drastic. See, that's the thing with me. You know, I ain't with that bullshit. If I was Tom, and I ain't going to say that. I'm gonna tell you, man, that's the reason why I feel like that nigga, it'd be a lot of unsolved murders with these motherfuckers. Like that nigga, Run DMC, that nigga, the DJ from Run DMC, he had a little studio up there in New York and shit, and he ended up murked and shit. He was fucking with them niggas' music like that. That's all that is. He had them masters and wouldn't fuck and had these niggas on the paperwork. And this nigga and these niggas, I really feel like that, man. Somebody, they caught his ass and murked his ass behind that. The same shit with Tom G going through.
Yeah. I believe that. You fuck ass nigga down.
You
caught me as
go?
I was young. Because they caught Tom when he was young. You feel me?
Yeah, right. That's what I'm trying
they
to say.
They caught Tom when he was old skinny nigga.
He was young.
I mean,
he was
Tom.
Young and didn't know shit. Yeah, young
ain't
and
no
didn't
shit.
Know a motherfucking thing.
And I can attest to that, dog, because there's so many little niggas that come up to me right now, dog, talking about you got a studio. So if I got a studio, you're going to think I got a record label. So if I got a record label, then you're going to think I'm going to sign you. So if I sit up here and sign you, well, look, dog, just like motherfucking Drag Boys did to John New. They signed her to a 2-year contract, dog, and didn't do a motherfucking thing for her. And the whole 2 years, the whole 2 years now she was signed to them, she didn't have no she had no online presence, period. No email address, no MySpace pages, no online presence, period. Until she met me. Until she met me. And everything I love. Till she met me, she ain't never had shit. She didn't know nothing about online, period. Not to check no motherfucking email because she didn't have no email address. She didn't know how to check no motherfucking because she didn't have no MySpace pages. All these niggas talking about they going to do this, do that for her, you know what I'm saying? Nobody did a motherfucking thing until I came along and just did the shit freely. I was like, well, look, I'm going to hook you up with some shit, you know what I'm saying, to go ahead and at least put your presence online. After these so-called motherfuckers you signed with, get their motherfucking head out of their ass and decide to, you know, go ahead and put you a so-called professional page up, then you go ahead and do it. Them niggas fail, man. Them niggas all fail to the wayside.
Oh, them niggas fail.
All the motherfuckers, man, that shit is, there ain't no drag. Man, you don't hear niggas yelling out drag no more, you know what I'm saying? Niggas still came drag boys, but, you know, as far as the business aspect of it, man, that shit is gone.
And even right now, from what I'm hearing, you know, from talking to niggas in the street, you know, that name right there by itself ain't good to even be affiliated with, because major labels, not major labels, but independent labels that need niggas around here, niggas that know motherfuckers won't fuck with you if you fuck with them.
Because you got Lil JoJo that come to Coco, and every time he get drunk and act stupid, he want to yell out, drag. You got fucking Lil Susie. You got Lil Susie. Exactly. First thing they want to yell out, though, don't even know what the fuck a drag is. Ain't even from Silver Springs. You feel me? Ain't even from the Springs. You from Cross Fletcher talking about some drag. You from New Tampa talking about some drag. You from Carrollwood talking about some goddamn drag. What the fuck? Locking in, trying to lock in, about to break your fucking fingers, don't even know how to lock in.
Yeah, you know, I'm a platinum, platinum. Niggas wanted to fuck with him. They said he was, you know, everybody was, it said he looked like the nigga. You know, and he was like, and then you got other, he said, your name is a motherfucker, so you gotta watch. You gotta watch and make sure you got your shit posted just right, because if your name affiliated with niggas like that, niggas ain't gonna fuck with you. People that got money ain't gonna fuck with you because they don't want to deal with no gang, and they know these niggas is known as a gang.
Yeah,
and
they ain't even no gang. It's a bunch of young ass niggas who don't
know
what the fuck they talking about.
I know, but you know, it's still they to the streets is a gang. You know what I'm saying? That's all to motherfuckers that got money. They, if your name out there like that, you part of a gang, and that's what they don't want to deal with. You got people don't want to deal with a gang. You know what I'm saying?
And they CEO got a track record longer than my motherfucking home.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. That's what I'm trying to tell you. So,
you know,
that name by itself, you don't want to be affiliated with.
And that's everything what you just said, affiliated. You don't even have to be part of no slip and slide. But if you a goddamn, if you Ted Bundy and you sign the slip and slide record, you ain't even signed. You got a distribution deal with Slip and Slide Records. So that means you are affiliated with it. So when they put their flyers out, they put Ted Bundy, the motherfucking killer, on there. Who the fuck didn't want to fuck with Slip and Slide Records?
No, that's right. Nobody.
You see what I'm saying? Because you affiliated with this motherfucker. You ain't got shit to do with him. You just affiliated with this bitch.
That's what got a lot of them niggas fucked up. But that used to fuck with them boys. You know, you can't be affiliated with that. And once you get in the street, like, you know, you used to do such and such, be with such and such and such and such and such. That kill that. Niggas don't want to fuck with you. And, you know, people with money don't want to fuck with you. So, you know, I'm doing this shit independent. You know, shit take time, but I'm doing it independent. I'm doing it the right way, and I'm not gonna sign my name on a dotted line of shit until I know that this shit is straight and legit.
Hey.
You can believe that. Other than that, I'm doing it for the sport, my nigga. I love it. Until then, I just do it for the sport. I love it. But I'm being about my business with mine.
And one thing they did learn, you know what I'm saying? Hey, where do you hide your money at? In the goddamn books. Because niggas don't motherfucking take the time out to scour through the book and discover the goddamn cash is in the middle of that motherfucker. So they read the preface, you know what I'm saying? And the preface is going to tell you, well, look, It's $100,000 on page five. Boom. Now all they do is flip to page five, and that's it. Your $1 million was in the middle of the book, though.
Yeah,
if you would have took time to read through the book. You feel me?
They signed their name just to be signing for the fame, or just to be signing for just a little bread.
Say I'm signed.
Shit, man. Niggas is acting. Niggas like that nigga Drama. You remember that nigga Drama? Live, right.
Yeah.
That shit, that nigga in Chain Gang right now with a life sentence, dog. But you know what? This nigga signed. This nigga got out of Chain Gang or Benjo. He did boot camp time. That song because he was in boot camp. And then they say he stole the song from his homeboy that was in prison. That was in boot camp with him. They ended up going to prison. That left shit. He stole the shit. That was the boot camp song. So he got out and got signed behind that song. Guess what that nigga got signed for? That nigga got signed for $50,000 and a Cadillac. That's what he got signed for, $50,000 and a Cadillac. And right now, that nigga,
Eddie got the Nutty News started, and this motherfucker get an award, man. Hold on, let me get this dude an award real quick, man. Drama, this your award, bro.
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
I was in Chain Gang, right? This nigga, he flashed across the news. This artist, formerly known as Drama, and he done robbed the Amoco, robbed the goddamn another Shell station. This nigga robbed the Shell. No lie. This nigga done been on BET and everything, right?
Come on, man.
Everything, dog. And you know what they say? They say, oh, goddamn, entertainment on Entertainment Night. This is easy. They lock that nigga ass up. I'm talking about maybe it wasn't maybe a month later. This nigga locked up and fucked up. Yeah, so we'll fuck
up.
Nigga, our life sentence right now. Yeah.
$50,000.
$50,000 in a Cadillac. Yeah, in a Cadillac.
Damn.
Yeah, right. Damn sure did. Fuck that nigga a Cadillac. And he was the shit. And now that nigga fucked up right now and went through the money because he dumb as hell. Went through that bread up there in that city. Cause it's
but I mean,
$50,000 anyway. That ain't shit.
If I had a good 5 stacks right now, I can whoop. I have 5 niggas on my motherfucking record label right now, whooping the shit out of them. Signed to a major contract.
Hey,
all I have to do is go out to the motherfucking used car lot and go and buy a Chevy, a Regal or something, throw some rims on that bitch, some music, and say, this is what, and nigga, I got 25 grand in the motherfucking trunk for you right now.
Damn right. And they'll take their little bread.
Not even a week. They'd be done crash the car within maybe a week. But that 25, that shit'd be gone within 3 days, nigga. Club Nouveau would be the richest club in fucking Tampa because these niggas dumb balling asses and did a $25,000 party, but they ain't thinking about it tomorrow. And now all you riding around is this goddamn fucking Chevy like everybody motherfucking else got with some goddamn rims on it. But, nigga, you locked there for 4 to 5 years, and I want all my albums produced.
These niggas, man, a lot of niggas, man, you know, niggas take their bread and that just be that, man. They take their bread and don't produce their music. I'm going to tell you how I read about a little story about that boy Shine up there when he signed the Diddy. Diddy is a pencil whipping motherfucker. That nigga
He's a pen gangster, right?
Yeah. And when the nigga signed with Diddy done bought him a Benz and everything, I don't even think he really put no bread in his pocket. He had probably a little bread, but he had bought him a Benz and the coolest Benz that was out then. And I read about the shit. He ride around that girl like, and the girl say, nigga, she say, nigga, you ride around this bitch like you just got it or something, nigga. You gotta produce an album, nigga. You gotta produce a hit, nigga. That ain't, you gotta pay that bread back. You know what I'm saying? You gotta pay that money back. You know, you can't be around here bullshit like you just amazed this shit because you're assigned to a label. Label wanna hear a hit, motherfucker. And that's just the way it is. A label wanna hear a hit. And that's the reason why I make my music like I make my music smell good. I don't deal with other niggas' beats. I deal with original beats. So when I do present my music to a label, I'm presenting me as an artist. And this is what I do. Not rapping off somebody else's shit. I don't do that. I produce me as an artist. I'm creating me, and a lot of niggas don't understand that. That's the game that I'm going into the game with. I like young niggas that's out here grinding with these beats, taking they beats and making music. That's what I do.
Yeah. I don't use a
nigga beats, man.
Like Ashwood, you feel me? That's really, it ain't really too many artists, period, I deal with. I mean, you don't see me vibe with nobody. You don't never see me motherfucker bringing no entourage, no goddamn well. You feel me? And really, I done cut shit off to the point where now, nigga, if you ain't paying me to come through, I ain't coming through to hang out at fuck shit nothing. It's about getting paid. Because every time I come through, I got a camera in my motherfucking hand. Everybody know me for that. They know goddamn well when I come through, I'm going to pull a motherfucking camera out and I'm videotaping some shit. I'm archiving some shit. Because that's the most important thing, man, is for people to actually see what the fuck is going on. I mean, it's cool for you to always be at the motherfucking club and performing your shit, but if nobody in the outside world know what the fuck going on, these same motherfuckers is the only ones that's going to eventually stop coming to fuck with you. But if I can motherfucking put you out here on a YouTube and shit, and now Lakeland see you, Apopka, Fort Meade, all these other motherfucking places, they ain't got shit going on because that's why they stuck to the goddamn computer, you feel me? But they looking for shit that's going on. Boom, well, damn, I just seen the YouTube videos down there in Tampa. Boy, a dude swanging at the club every Friday. I need to go down there and check that shit out.
No.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's what it's all about, man. And you know, but you got, like I told John, man, you ain't going to be a superstar until you make yourself a superstar. Nobody can't make you no superstar until you come to the realization that motherfuckers is actually coming up to me and saying they like my music. So that means that they're a fan, that you are now at superstar status. So that means you have to start doing things like a superstar. You have to put your mind state in that superstar. Nobody can't see you no more. When motherfucker Tom wasn't wrong when he came to the album release party and walked straight up to VIP, and he got ghost. You know what I'm saying? If you want to put yourself to a VIP level, that means you are untouchable. You are untouchable. Bitches got to go through 3 security guards just to get to you. Nigga, that's VIP. All this fuck shit these niggas doing, that ain't no motherfucking VIP just because you sitting up on one, you walk up one step, and now you sitting with a whole bunch of goddamn mirrors behind you and sit on some leather couches. But now everybody and mama got access to you, though. You know what I'm saying? If not access, they got camera access to you. They can paparazzi their ass off the whole time you sitting up there with their cell phones and all this shit, making money off of you, off of your image. Oh, yeah, that nigga be at motherfucking Empire, man. We can go there and get motherfucking pictures anytime. He be right there out in the open in VIP. Yeah, man, go and get a picture of that nigga for me. Bam, 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 bam. You feel me? I mean, until you put your... But when you get a Jesus come down here, how the fuck... Have you ever went and seen Jesus? You ever walked up into 112 and seen Jesus? Or Trick Daddy? Or any motherfucking body else? Did you just walk into the room? Hell no, you got that big ass nigga from his motherfucking camp. Like, who the fuck is you? And then you can come in that motherfucker, you got a VIP pass. You got to have a pass just to come up in there. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, shit. Let me go ahead and get into this motherfucking news because that's what time it is. We got a couple more minutes and we'll come back into some more discussion. 30 minutes up in this motherfucker. Get y'all like, shit, 15 minutes, probably 15 minutes worth of goddamn news, man. News from around the world, you know what I'm saying? Around the world. I'm going to get this shit crack-a-lacking. All right, if y'all want to call in, man, be part of the news, be part of the rest of the show, man. It's 347 for the area code, 237-5125. Make sure you retweet the episode for me, please. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead and hit up on the Twitter. And if I'm not following you, you know what I'm saying, make sure we're following each other. I found out I'm not following a lot of people. So I need to make sure we all locked in, you know what I'm saying? That's what we do right here live. Wrecking the Game Radio. You know what I'm saying? Start your smelling pride. Riding out with Cap Smells so good, goddammit. And this is the nutty news of the motherfucking hour, you know what I'm saying? Damn, I'm out of blood. What time is it? Hey. It's best, man. Ooh. Background music. Yeah. And your news is brought to you in part by NothingNewsToday.com for all your wild, weird, crazy news from around the world. And I mean the world. That's real. Let's go ahead and get it started. Taking this thing on up here to D.C., man. We started out in the Capitol, you know what I'm saying, Washington, D.C., with the Obama health care bill. Yes, the latest episode of The Sopranos. I don't know what the fuck that means because I never watched The Sopranos. But Obama's attempts to ram health care reform through an increasingly reluctant Congress are starting to resemble a really eventful episode of The Sopranos. Whether or not you believe former Representative Eric Massa's bizarre accusations of locker room confrontations and conspiracies to drive him from office, there's no doubt that the Obama administration and its congressional allies are willing to use every trick in the book to get this bill passed. Yeah, well, behind every crazy nigga is a bunch of goddamn crazy white folks. Believe that. So, middle finger up all y'all motherfucking ass trying to blame it on the nigga. You know what I'm saying? Because it's all y'all crackers that it's got to go through first before I get to his little nigga ass. Well, fuck y'all, man. Going over here to Hawaii, though. Shouts out to Honolulu. You know what I'm saying? My girl down there. You know what I'm saying? His Miss Thang. Miss Tyla. Love you, girl. You know what I'm saying? Where fish appear in Capitol ponds. Yeah, I don't know what the hell that is, but fish have mysteriously returned to the ponds at the Hawaii State Capitol. Now the state is faced with an exploding population of fish and algae. That is a problem because dealing with the fish costs too much to maintain. Back in 1993, the state was forced to drain the pond for repairs. And that means killing all the motherfucking fish. That's basically what the fuck they did. They didn't want to motherfucking maintain the shit. So they drained the bitch, killed all the goddamn fish. And now they mad because the motherfucking fish gonna naturally return to their habitat. You dumbass motherfucker, you can't kill life. You can't exterminate life. That shit always gonna be there. It's always gonna be just like back in the day when you watched Jurassic Park. Every fucking episode is always what? A goddamn egg frozen in the can some goddamn well, and at the end it cracks open and life still is carried on. You know what I'm saying? You did not stop the motherfucking creator's creation. The fuck what you do? Yeah, this ain't up to you. Just get your punk ass on this bitch to live. Then get the fuck off. Go somewhere else and do what you do. Alright, going over to Fayetteville. Yeah, where a principal resigns after football players get AIDS. What? All A's. Okay. Cumberland County Superintendent Frank Till says Dr. Diane Antelock, the principal of Terry Sanford High School, has resigned. Antelock came under fire last fall when allegations surfaced of improper grade changing with members of the football team. Yeah. Well, now you stupid motherfuckers got A's, huh? Yeah, bitch, the only A's you supposed to be getting is in what? P.E., goddammit, that's physical education, because you're a fucking football player. Shit, niggas ain't reading on the football team, you know what I'm saying? You know what the hell that movie was? Well, where the football team had to all study together and shit? Well, yeah, every motherfucking high school ain't doing that shit. It's a lot of ignorant motherfuckers who's just dumb as a box of rocks, and the only thing they know how to do is run into some shit, you know what I'm saying? Hey, we can use you, bro. Go stand on that line and just stand there for me. You know what I'm saying? Man, motherfuck that shit. Well, I quit football, goddammit. Motherfucking coach gonna ask me, would you rather be at home watching cartoons? I'm like, yeah, fucking right. Bitch, I'm a kid. What the fuck I'm supposed to be doing? Shit. It's a grown man sport. Anyways, going over here to Illinois, Mundelein, where a pilot hits Bambi. It was sad when Bambi died back in the day. You know, that nigga crying in the movie. Thick. Get your punk ass up. Get your punk ass out of here. Crying and shit. Over the damn cartoon. Get up. Get your punk ass out of here. Yeah, my mom smacking in the back of the head. Get your punk ass out of here. Everybody crying and shit. Bambi died. That's good deer meat nowadays. My bad, yeah. A pilot and his family are safe and sound after a scary landing in Illinois. Just before touching down, a deer crossed the runway and darted back around. The plane's pilot, John Olson. Real country ass cracker name now, boy. John Olson. Tried to pull up in time, but clipped the deer with the left landing gear. I bet he did. I bet I would have turned that motherfucker around, threw that goddamn deer on the plane, and what? Cooked his ass on up. Well, I'm talking about fresh deer boots. Oh, shit! Hell no, man! Hold on. I remember this dude. Hey, you remember Corey Haim? We're at Burbank, California. Deuce, you remember Corey Haim? White dude from, what, no, this is, yeah, this is back in the 80s. Well, actor Corey Haim died this morning of an apparent overdose, possibly accidental, according to LAPD. He was 38. Haim shot to fame in the 80s when he co-starred in a number of films, including The Lost Boys, with Corey Feldman. Yeah, I remember that white dude. He looking fucked up nowadays, but yeah, I remember him. Damn. R.I.P. to you, homie. Damn. Shout out to Miss PC chilling out there on the bridge. You know what I'm saying? That's real. You know. Yeah, taking this thing around the world. Around the world. In Norwalk, California. Congratulations to a 7-year-old who calls 911 and saves his family. That's what I'm talking about. Fucking go, boy. Terrified 7-year-old boy begged emergency dispatchers to send police to his Southern California home where 3 armed robbers threatened his parents. Gunmen broke into the boy's home and announced they would take whatever they wanted. Damn. So I'm talking about. See, that's some real heroes right there. You know what I'm saying? That use 911 when they know what the fuck to do. Not just call 911 for some bullshit. And then, or not to call the 911 and motherfuckers hear a child's voice. And you know what I'm saying, just dismiss the shit. Because you could have had the whole fucking family fucked up. But, you know what I'm saying, history has proven that 9/11 has not come to everybody's rescue, you know what I'm saying, in believing shit. So, yeah. Got a CDC study going on. Let me go ahead and keep this thing moving with the old party bus in the background and shit. It's my homeboy Key One out of California. You know what I'm saying? It's going down real big. And, yeah. We're in Washington, back in Washington. 1 in 6 Americans are infected with herpes. Which is probably why I don't be fucking around, man. Because, about 16% of Americans between the ages of 14 and 49 are infected with genital herpes, making it one of the most common sexual transmitted diseases. Black women have the highest rate of infection at 48%, and women are nearly twice likely as men to be infected, according to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, which, if y'all remember, genital herpes and all that shit was tested on black women way back in the motherfucking days. So this outbreak shit is some bullshit, you know what I'm saying, just like syphilis. Was testing on motherfucking the Tuskegee Airmen and all the other fuck shit that you motherfuckers done concocted and shit and tried to motherfucking exterminate black people, but just reversed and fucked your own self up because your own people like to fuck with us too goddamn much and they don't want to keep their motherfucking hands themselves. Yeah. Alright. Y'all already know about Toyota. Still motherfucking recalling all 2004, 2009 prices. Alright. Matter of fact, I think I went too motherfucking far back in my news. God damn it. Oh, yeah, because I read the mother headline. Oh. All right. Well, let's see. Right there. Postpone. Yeah. Wow. Wichita, Kansas. Man pays crack dealer with Monopoly money. Yeah, motherfucker must have been on crack if he took it. It started out as a routine traffic stop in a Wichita neighborhood. When the police pulled over the car, they found a 33-year-old man bleeding from the head and telling an unusual story. The victim said a couple of weeks ago he bought several hundred dollars of crack cocaine with Monopoly money. And now the dealer was ready for payback. Hell, bugging, nah, man. All right, we're over here in Houston. Removing carjacking victim made up kidnapping. Yeah, police in Houston said they canceled an Amber Alert after learning a man lied about his nephew's abduction to speed investigation of his stolen car. Yeah, investigators said the man, whose name was not reported, told police Sunday he had been carjacked at 4:15 a.m. by two thieves who drove off with his nephew. Yeah, boy, y'all motherfuckers. I always want to throw goddamn kids into the goddamn equation and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, that really means something. Motherfucker, who be giving a damn about these motherfucking kids? Shit. All right, we're going to wrap it up, man. We got two more when we out of here. We're going to take this thing on over to, oh, fuck, Sean Penn. Newark, New Jersey, where six women are hospitalized after botched butt jobs. And I heard about this on the news, but y'all, I don't understand y'all women, man. What the fuck be wrong with y'all? There is no shortcutting on your fucking health. Anybody who putting a knife in your goddamn body, you need to make sure that motherfucker has 1,300 degrees hanging on the wall. I mean, and you can call 10 numbers before you even go there to verify his motherfucking ass. Shit. A black market butt enhancement practitioner is injecting New Jersey backsides with household caulk and other hazardous materials, according to New Jersey health officials, who have alerted New York authorities to the rear and present danger. Damn, boy, y'all went crazy, man. Hickory, North Carolina. Man is accused of carving mine, M-I-N-E, on a rape victim. Yeah, a North Carolina man has been arrested and charged with raping a woman and carving the word mine on her stomach. 41-year-old Keith Allen Campbell of Hickory is charged with first-degree rape, first-degree kidnapping, assault with a deadly weapon, assault on a female, and two counts of communicating threats. God damn, that's a life sentence. So, but you've scarred her for life. That's the most important thing. Last but not least, man, we're going to take this thing and just let you know that Sean Penn suggests prison time for journalists. Yes, the old great balding actor. At the end of the discussion of Haiti on HBO's Real Time with Bill Maher, actor Sean Penn went on a rant in defense of Venezuelan strongman Hugo Chavez, suggesting prison time for American journalists. Every day this elected leader is called a dictator here, and we just accept it. Hey, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about, but all right. And that will do it for United News of the Day, people. And, yeah, we got a couple more minutes, 15 more minutes, get into a couple little jams here. And that's how we do it. You know what I'm saying? Nutty News Today is brought to you part by www.nuttynewstoday.com for all your wild, weird, crazy, off-the-wall news. And like I say, man, don't never believe what the fuck I say. Go and read it for your motherfucking self. You know what I'm saying? That's real. It's going down, man. Let's go and get a little Mo Blue right here. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Mo Blue, all my peoples up in Texas. Yeah. Going down real big. Jam. Yeah, I got my home motor. Go to motor.com, man. Come part of Sucker Proof DJ. For real, man. We smashing records across the goddamn industry. You know what I'm saying? Going it real big. Coming up right after this. Baby, let's just fuck it in.
guess I'm high cause I got my own mind. I'm a leader, not a follower, yes, one of a kind. People quit the judge, say that you can't do it cause they can't. I'm like, fuck them, suck a dick, I'm my own man. So kiss my hand, bow down, you in front of greatness, recognize. Don't waste away your life, talking about that food is high. You acting like I'm the one thinking crazy. All I wanna do is be my baby. So I can't lose hope, cause if I do, that means my baby got a high chance that she gon' lose. So I gotta keep the faith, somehow gon' find a way. Make it through the bullshit to another day. Somehow we gotta survive, maybe I'm talking out my ass. Maybe I am high. Maybe I am high. Crazy how people always thinking backward, like right is wrong, wrong is right. Like you trying to do something positive, then you ain't doing what you're supposed to be doing. I mean, so when I say I must be high, I'm saying, oh yeah, I must be high. I must be the high one. Motherfucker, get your shit right, get your shit straight. Hood, hood. Right, I must be high. I must be high. I said I must be high. I must be high.
Just that new shit, just that new shit from my dog, you know what I'm saying? King motherfucking Rob, Revelin 813.
Sexiness got me so open up, call my name out, but it's so hard to stop her. I need a minute with you, just to let you know. You looking tasty, girl, yeah, I just gotta know. Can I make you sweat? Do I get it wet? I wanna touch you, girl. I wanna kiss you, girl. I wanna twist you, girl. I promise you gon' love it, girl.
I saw you walk across the street, and I can't lie, your walk was killing me. And that body, I just can't believe that your man let you out here in these streets. Girl, you sure got it going on. Make a brother wanna take you to my home, so we can be all alone, and I can get you open off that dumpy home.
Chillin' in TPA with my boy DJ Smell So Good.
sending a shout out to the Four Horsemen, Cornelius, Rob, my boy DJ Smell So Good, and me, Big Zach, doing this thing since 96 and before that, chilling in Tallahassee, cheating on the motherfucking dice game, getting chicks naked, wilding out, jumping out windows. You know how we do this, thing every day. Rain down hoes and shoot them like free throws. It's that easy. Come see me in ATL. I keep it breezy. And I'm out.
Damn, boy, that brings motherfucking tears, man. I love all my niggas, boy. We had some crazy fucking times in goddamn high school, boy. I ain't gonna lie. Shout out to the Four Horsemen, man. I got some last 4 minute health tips for y'all out there. You know what I'm saying? Because I always promote good health. This is coming to you from www.webmd.com for your healthy eating and diet helps tips. You know what I'm saying? 15 foods to help you lose weight. You know what I'm saying? Want to curb that appetite and stop sugar cravings? Then put these on your grocery list. I'm just gonna run through them. It's got a whole description of them. If you want to go to see the whole description and breakdown of what they actually do for you, go to www.webmd, that's webmd.com, and click on the Healthy Eating and Diet tab, and it'll take you straight to the 15 foods to help you lose. At the top of the list, you got eggs, and you got beans, salad, green tea, pears, which is good fruit, you know what I'm saying? Soup, lean beef, olive oil. His mama used to always make you, motherfucker, or grandma used to make you hidden anyway. Be sick if you want to. Go give me that olive oil. Oh, yeah, that's why you motherfucker wasn't sick no more, because that shit, that tastes so damn nasty. Grapefruit, of course, love some grapefruit. Cinnamon. Vinegar. Tofu, nuts, high-fiber cereal, and last but not least, hot red pepper. And eating a bowl of spicy chili regularly can help you lose weight in a Japanese study. 13 women who ate breakfast foods with red pepper, Southwestern omelet, ate less than they normally did at lunch. The magic ingredient can be capsaicin, which helps suppress appetite. Let's see why tofu. Let's see. Tofu, it seems to be light, too light to be filling, but a study at Louisiana State University showed that tofu does the job. Researchers tested it against chicken as a pre-meal appetizer for 42 overweight women, and the participants who had tofu ate less food during the meal. The secret? Tofu is an appetite-squashing protein. Huh. Vinegar. It's a great filler-upper. In a Swedish study, researchers found that people who ate bread dipped in vinegar, felt fuller than those who had their slices plain. The probable reason, acetic acid in the vinegar may slow the passage of food from the stomach into the small intestine, so your tummy stays full longer. Vinegar can also short-circuit the swift blood sugar rise that occurs after you eat refined carbs such as white bread, cookies, and crackers. And you want any more health tips, please check out www.webmd.com and get healthy. That's real. Don't have thumbs up. Oh, yeah, that's real. And that's real. See, people go on and check that out. And we are out of here. 60 seconds to self-destruct. And I'd like to thank everybody, Deuce, for hanging out on the show with me, Miss Computer Lady, everybody else who checks this out in the archive, and, of course, the world. And I mean the world. They'll be checking out this radio station, man. DJ Party Time, Miss John New, the whole motherfucking crew out there, Crime City Records, came through last night. Much love to you. Tsunami, you know what I'm saying, my homeboy, Ace Kun Boom on the hottest steak and potatoes in motherfucking the world. And I mean the world. We'll get out here with this last song, man. What the hell is the last song? Let's see. Yeah, this is my travel around music. Trying to bring y'all some new. And of course, we got it. It's official hot sauce and collard greens by your boy.
DJ
Smell so motherfucking good, bitches.
Yeah,
I'm the wrong one. My bad. Let's start
with the hot sauce. I do the hot sauce. I do the hot sauce. I do the collard green. Do the hot sauce. I do the hot sauce. I do the hot sauce. I do the collard green. Now left, right, left. Do your step. Now left, right, left. Do your step. I say left, right, left. Do your step. Now left, right, left. Do your step. Do the collard green. I do the collard green. I do the collard green. Hot sauce on the top, do the collard greens. I do the collard greens. I do the collard greens. Hot sauce on the top, say fire that good shit up. I say fire that good shit up. Hey, I say fire that good shit up. I say fire that good shit up. I do the hot sauce. I do the hot sauce. I do the hot sauce. I do the collard greens. I say the hot sauce. I do the hot sauce. I do the hot sauce. And do the collard green. Now take it to the floor. Oh, I said take it to the floor. Oh, I said take it to the floor. Oh, I said take it to the floor. Hey, and do the hot sauce. And do the hot sauce. And do the hot sauce. And do the collard green. I said the hot sauce. I said the hot sauce in the collard green. Now, all y'all niggas that don't know what the fuck is going on, nigga, we up in the club and we high as hell, nigga, hitting the blunts, no bones. Say we off in the back with the gin and the yak here, yeah, nigga, got plenty cups of that, nigga. Hey, if you wanna get down, better come up in this bitch and represent T-Town. Do the hot sauce and do the collard green. Bitch, if you don't know what the fuck I mean, you better get up on the team, put that fire in the air. Got the blunt over here, and together we can share. I do the hot sauce, I do the hot sauce, I do the hot sauce, and do the collard green. Do the hot sauce, I do the hot sauce, I do the hot sauce, and do the collard green. Now squirrel to the floor. Now squirrel to the floor. Bring it back. Now squirrel to the floor. I say squirrel to the floor. Hey, I do the bank head bounce. 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 Now take it to the back. I said take it to the back. Tip your bartender. Tip your bartender. Tip your bartender. Tip your bartender. And then hot sauce. What? I said hot sauce.